Hi, Celine. How are you?
I'm great. I'm happy, actually, because I could get into that account. So,
that's fantastic. That's fantastic. I knew you would do it because I don't know about any of this stuff. Okay.
Yeah. No worries. So the good news is that I was able to enter. I did send you an email with the screenshot because the remaining amount, I think that is 430 something. Just give me 1 second.
Oh, I know that. I know that. So can I fill you in on a couple of things real quickly?
Yes.
What happened was, you know who Jazz is, right? From your company? Jazz?
Yes, Wong. Yeah.
So I know him well. Okay, so he basically he said, "Hey, we'll just set up a new account for you and stuff." So, and he said that you can just cancel Google, and he said, "You know." So I think what I did when I received an email message from Google of the charge that was they charged my credit card, I called my credit card and put a stop payment on it. You know. So it's possible for I'll make sure that my credit card company does not double pay them. So we're going to go ahead and pay them and cancel them. And at this point in time, now as far as the website being down, I think what happened was the previous company, I didn't want them anymore. They were hard to deal with. They're in Texas, and so my assistant, he referred me to some guy who does some computer work. And then very soon I realized that this guy is really not, does not know anything, you know?
Oh.
And so I told him, I said, "Hey, man, just stop working, okay? Don't do anything." I think he's the one that became vicious and he took it down.
Yeah. It is actually, with all honesty, that was just the website. It's blocked. He blocked the content of the website.
Right.
So I can't ask.
But we don't need it anyway, right?
Okay. Well, it's just that I still didn't make the last few changes for the website. So what I'm going to do is, because I don't want you to be without a website, right? When you it doesn't look good. So I'm going to just update the phone number, which was the most important thing. I'm going to push it live, and I'm going to be working on the edits on Monday morning, because I usually only work for a day for like 3-4 hours maximum.
Okay.
I work from home and I have 2 sons. Both are autistic and home school. So it's a bit chaotic around my house. Right. So, and I do like to do my job very well. So I know that I can give 4 solid hours of good work. So.
Right. Now, there's one thing I can do. I can contact the guy, Dunia. You know, with the old company, and I can ask him to change the password and bring my website back. But I don't think we need to do that. I don't think so. Do you?
No, don't worry. What I'm going to do, as I said to you yesterday, I'm going to update now the phone number, and I'm going to place our design on your domain, okay? So, and once that I place the design, I will change the password for you, and I will send you the password on a text message. So you have it as well, okay? So it's not like a hidden thing. In any case, I will keep the password on the file, encrypted, so I'm the person who can see it, so that way nobody else can actually damage anything. As you can see, I'm very protective as well. So, but in case that you lose the password for any reason, I will always have a backup.
Okay, fantastic.
Okay? So now, with the...
Do you live in South Africa?
No, I'm in Spain. I live in Spain.
Oh, you're in Spain. Okay.
Yes. I left, I was in California. I left, it's going to be 3 years this summer that I left. So that's what I say. It's very chaotic for me, the timing. So, and I don't normally talk to clients.
Oh, I know that. I understand that. And thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Of course. It's my pleasure. So let's go ahead then with the Google Ads. So the Visa, the credit card that is there is actually ending 8728. Is that the one that you want me to use to process the payment?
I think we should use another one, because if you use the same credit card,
it's going to bounce.
It might bounce. Okay, so let me give you another one. Ready?
Yeah, ready.
Okay. It's 4147.
4147.
0980.
0980.
2289.
2289. 1246. 1246. Expiration?
February 2027.
Okay. And the three numbers on the back of the card?
221.
Okay. What would be the zip code for the card billing?
Oh, the zip code 92609.
92609. Okay. And name of car is from Cameron.
Yes, please.
Okay.
You know what happens these days? I do telephonic appearances. So I'm on a website, and so I'm talking to the judge. I don't have to go to court. So, the judges have gotten used to, you can go in person, or you can actually talk to the judge on the phone, on the computer, on a website.
Really? That's better,
yeah.
Right?
You could be sitting wearing your hat or something, as long as you put on a nice shirt and, and a jacket.
So you're wearing your pyjama pants when you're talking
to
the judge?
Yeah. So they don't know. You know? So I called the judge. I took your call real quickly. Then he said, are you there, counsel? I said, yeah, I'm here, Your Honor. I think there was some static going on in my computer, but I'm back here. Okay, you go.
Oh, my God. Well, that's good. You know, if you can do it from home and be fine with it, that's great. Okay,
yeah.
So it appears that the payment went through, okay? It does say to wait 24 hours, but I want to keep the ad campaign paused so it doesn't charge anything else. And I will wait. I'm going to pause it, and on Monday I will cancel it. So in the way, I make sure that the payment is processed, you have no outstanding, and once that we cancel, we can actually start you with the account that we created.
Okay? So do you think we need to pause it or we need to cancel it?
We can keep it paused.
Right.
I was thinking on the canceling part, mostly if the company that created or that was working with you had still any form of access to it. So in that way, you know, I'm very distrusted.
Sure. No, I guess my question is, I'm not gonna lose any of my reviews though, right? No.
No, this is not your Google profile, okay? Google Ads is the pay-per-click campaign. So the only thing is that when you have unpaid standing payment with the Google Ads, with that pay-per-click, it does affect your Google profile. So Google can decide not to show your profile, which we don't want.
Right. Okay.
So, but there are two separate things. They are a little bit connected, but they are just two separate things. So no worries about. So I will keep a post.
Okay.
And, let's see how it goes with the, I just want to make sure that the payment is processed, the account is in good standing. And then, you know, if you decide that you want to keep it on pause or if you want to cancel, just let me know. Okay?
Now, if we cancel it, I know your kid is talking in the background, huh?
Yeah.
My kids do the same thing too, you know. But you want to hear something with my kid? So I had my first one when I was 18 years old. She's grown up. She's a lawyer. My second one is 11 years old. My third one is 6 years old.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, my kids are 11 and 12. Well, actually, my oldest one is going to be 13 in April. And I was 30 when I have my first boy. So I was a very late mom. In European standards, I was like super young. But
oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, here in Europe, people have children's, the first one when they are 40. I'm like, no, I'm too old for that. So.
Oh, my God. I had mine when I was 18.
Oh, no, no, no. I can't imagine that. Wow. That's a work.
Yeah.
So
my 6-year-old, I'll tell you real quickly. My 6-year-old told me the other day, she said, Dad, can we do Starbucks? And I said, no. And she said, why not? I said, because I don't have any money. She said, what about the money in your pocket? I said, that's for the groceries. She said, what about the money in your office? I said, that's for the office rent. What about the money in your home? I said, that's for the mortgage. And she said, what about your credit cards? And my credit cards are all full. And then she says to me, she says, are you sure? I said, yeah. She said, are you lying to me? I said, no. Then she says to me, do you love me? I said, yeah. Do you think I make you happy? I said, yeah. But when you die, don't you want to leave some good memories for me that we did Starbucks today?
Oh, my God.
Can you believe that? So,
well, you know, that's what happens when you're an attorney. Your kids are going to end up picking up reasoning.
Right, and her mother is a lawyer as well, so there are two lawyers raising those kids, okay?
Oh, no. You have all the losing sides in there. I'm so sorry to tell you. So be prepared to have an open account at Starbucks.
Yeah. Okay, so the account is paid. Now,
yes.
if I wanted to restart the pay-per-click again through your company, how would that happen, you know?
No, you already have it. It's just we haven't actually pushed it live because was this one that was in the had a fail payment.
Okay.
So it would create a conflict. So now that this one is paid, I'm going to actually put the order for, her name is Kelly, the one that is going to be taking your advertisement. Your
right.
Pay-per-click. I'm going to send her the message now, like, yeah, you can actually just go ahead, push campaign live, and we should be good to go with ours. So,
okay.
The way that it works with us is that you have a set budget, right? You pay $449 a month, right?
Right.
So, that $449, I just want to break it down for you so you know exactly what you're paying. So, $149. No, don't worry. $149 is actually for the website, the SEO work. You know, it's just the package of what is the promotion, the internal promotion. And then $300 are the ones that are allocated to the Google Ads. Okay?
Right.
So from those, please bear in mind that for every $100 we take 20. So from those 300, we're talking about $240. Our focus for the advertisement. Okay,
right.
For that campaign, for Google Ads, those are the pay-per-click.
Okay.
So, and remember that I was telling you yesterday about the local service ad.
Right.
So, I'm still waiting to hear from Ivan, is his name, that is the one that knows how that, why it feels. Because it might be best for you if that was to be available, to actually transfer those 300 from the Google Ads to that, but I don't really know if they're available for attorneys. That's the thing. Google is very picky with those, and those are great. So, in any case, as it stands now, you have $240 worth of Google Ads that are going to start working. I hope that Kelly can have it today live.
Okay. Whatever you think, I want you to do whatever you think is in my best interest. And I frankly, I don't know any of this stuff.
But that's why I explain, and I always break it down into numbers because I'm not a salesperson, as you can see. That's why Dave doesn't let me speak to people.
So the thing is that the money that I just paid to Google, they might credit me back some of that money if we cancel it, because if we cancel it, then they will realize that I have credit coming back. That's what I was thinking, right? No?
No, that's the thing, because that was an outstanding payment. And that's why we do set like budgets. We set them. So once that is being enough clicks to spend those $240, you
right.
will not get overcharged. It's just the ad stops appearing. So you can
okay.
always control, you know, we can see, oh, well, in 1 week, those $240 were eaten by clicks, right? We would check on you. Are you getting calls? Is getting good for you? So, and we can always be balancing how to make the best out of those ads in reality.
Okay.
So, but
just
before we move forward, from the money that you pay now, that was that because the company that was doing the ads for you just let it open. So you were billing end of month, right? And when you leave it open, again, it's just you don't control how much are you spending and you cannot see how much are you getting from it. So it's best to always set a budget. But what are you going to say?
I was going to say that if we begin to run out of money and for pay per click and we need to put it more into the piggy bank, just like you
Yeah, absolutely. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask Kelly to monitor how those ads do, because I like to see how much has been spent, and I want to know from your side, have you gotten anything from those? Because sometimes, you know, yes, $240 in 1 week, but you got zero calls or one call. So one call is not really worth $240, right? So it's more to see. So I'm going to tell her to set up the campaign to start on Monday so I can actually do a proper follow-up and see how things are going. Okay?
Okay. But you can have my website up to date, all right? No?
Yes. After we finish the call, I'm going to update the phone number, and I will push it live, okay? And all the other changes, I will be doing it, you know. The important thing is that the website is live, that has the right phone number, right contact details, so in that way people can actually start calling, okay?
By the way, I own some Airbnb condos in Palm Springs.
Really?
You know what? Yeah, I own a few of them. So if you ever decide to catch a flight to Palm Springs, you can be my guest in one of those condos. No problem.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you so much.
Have you ever been to Palm Springs before?
Yes. Actually, when I was living in California, I was in the U.S. for 7 years. And
I
did all the state of California, which I absolutely love, every corner. I love Lake Tahoe as well. And I did part of Nevada and Oregon and Seattle. So I would say every weekend I would take my kids. They were smaller. They were easy to manage. So I would put them in the car and just drive. So, but yeah, that's so sweet of you. So thank you. I will take it. So, and I have all your details. You can't run away from me.
No, I can't run away from you. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
So, you know, Palm Springs has an international airport.
Yes.
You can actually fly into Palm Springs, you know?
I have no idea. I thought you needed always to fly to L.A.
No. You fly directly into Palm Springs. My clients come in, my guests come in from Europe, and they fly directly into, and my condo is about 3 minutes away from the airport.
Wow.
Yeah. And if you really want to come in, I think the best time for you to come in would be the month of May would be, let me just think, May would be good.
That is not that hot.
It's not that hot and it's not that cold. It's perfect.
Hmm.
So if you ever plan it like May 1st, I think that would be great. And if you let me know in advance, then I can block the number of days for you. No worries. I own that number.
Thank you. That is so kind of you, Ron. I do appreciate it. I don't know if it's short notice for me, but I will take on that because I do need to make a trip back. I haven't been in California since I left, and my kids loved it, and I have beautiful memories of California. I just came to Spain because here is my family, and it was much more easy for me to have people around to help with the boys than by myself there. So,
If you set it up this May, I can accommodate you. This is the month of March, April, May. If you can do it this May, you can even go there for like 2 weeks, you know? It's fine.
Oh, that's so nice. I'm very touched. Thank you so much, Ron.
No,
that's such a sweet offer.
So nice and so kind of you. Really appreciate it.
Oh, of course, it's my pleasure. I'm happy that I was able to help. I was getting a little bit obsessed with the Google Ads situation. So, but I'm glad that it all worked out. So let me just change that phone number, place your website live, and we should be in touch, okay? Anything you need, you have my email. Just shoot me an email.
Okay. I will. Thanks, Alina. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.